boots that you...
Well,
is there a name for the boots that do have the V cut in, around the top of it?
Not that I know of, other than just a Western type boot.
Mm-hmm.
But they make the round type without the V. I don't know if that has a special thing, except if it's up this high. They used to be called stovepipe.
Mm-hmm. What about the parts of a bridle?
Well, you have the bridle bit. You have the curb chain. You have the hall. Isn't that awful? The brow band. You have the reins. You have the throat latch.
Mm-hmm.
Just the general. That's the general pieces.
Okay.
Of it.
Are there any other names for bridle or saddle or any of those things that we mentioned?
Well, there are several different types of bridles. There can be a blind bridle. It's for a mule. It has blinds on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a hackamore. My daddy used to make those out of rope, out of quarter-inch rope. And this is usually for a young horse that you have to stake, and it doesn't have a bit attachment at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes across the nose. And another name for that is bocelero.
Bocelero.
That's a Mexican name, mm-hmm. I'm sure, for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built entirely of rope, but he would start with a long piece and build it without not ever cutting it anywhere. It's the way you tied it together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that does it anymore,
mm-hmm.
but they learned these things, I think, from the old timers.
Mm-hmm.
they didn't have all the little gadgets to attach things together. And of course, they had different types of bits. Bianchi also made a bit, and that was a fine bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, his style of bit. It was easy on a horse. It didn't, it wasn't hard on his tongue. Some of them, they cut their tongue and so forth. Then, of course, they had a snapper bit. It's just two pieces that go together with a single piece that turns in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And this was usually used on a young horse that... for a while until his mouth got tough enough to use a hard bit in. There are various things that they had to use in order to break these horses into becoming full-fledged workhorses.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't just go out there and put the toughest thing you have on him in his mouth.
What about blacksmithing tools or things that he might have made other than the things you already mentioned, like the spurs and the bit and, of course, the shoeing of the horses? Can you remember any tools or things from...
Well, they made knives.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times they made knives. They would make a big knife that they used to chop cane down with by hand or corn.
What was that called?
Machete.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And would you say that's a common term among Anglos as well as Mexicans around here?
Not in this generation, but in when I was
previous.
Yes, previous.
Mm-hmm.
It was you speak of it as a machete.
Mm-hmm. How about other types of knives?
You'd have a skinning knife,
mm-hmm.
and that was because you had to go out a definite type of knife that was easier, I guess, to skin the animal with. They made those and pointed up with a point on them, and of course we all. Knew the term butcher knife. That
mm-hmm.
was a knife that Daddy always had a steel that he whetted the knives on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
a round.
Now, is a steel, what's the difference between a steel and a file? Is there any?
A steel is round,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty long, and it had a